Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
We're seeing from CAGS because we've talked a ton about the numbers and specifically where he's at on home runs versus strikeouts and obviously just overall on base percentage and everything. And they were off yesterday. They're a rainout, I guess. I think it was in Springfield. So CAGS did not play yesterday.
Got a double dip today, I think. Or no, it's Friday. They got a doubleheader.
Okay. Is it Friday? Yeah. So the numbers that we look at for guys in double A and the automatic assumption, like, well, if he's doing this in double A, this equates to blank in the big leagues. Now, I'll admit these other names we're about to bring up were not number one prospects in the organization, though.
One was.
So what we'll get to the name. One name was. Some of these other guys weren't. So CAGS is already, he's a college player. Last year was a top pick. He's the number one prospect in your organization. He's a top 50 prospect, I believe, right, in baseball. Yeah. So he's a little bit different anyway. But go through. I know you compiled some of these numbers of some guys that have made it to the big leagues in their career already. And we all know how some of these guys have performed in the big leagues. And this is how effective they were also in double A. The argument that they could just go straight from double A to the big leagues, or CAGS could right now. This is why you wonder, why does it take some time?
All of these guys had way more games than CAGS currently has in double A. And I'll give you his stats as well. I was going over these numbers with David Leske because we're going back and forth just talking about baseball and whether or not the Royals and what they're doing with CAGS makes sense. Yep. Here's CAGS numbers right out of the gate. He's 22 years old. He's hitting 282 with a 360 on base percentage. He walks 11% of the time. He strikes out 24% of the time. And he swings and misses 31% of the time. Numbers that are like acceptable to go in there. He's the number one prospect in the Royal system. He's a top 50 prospect in all of baseball. I will say every single person on this list was at one time a top 100 prospect in Major League Baseball.
Okay.
So if you're just figuring out how they got here, how they got to the majors, what this looked like, all five of the names I'm about to give you were top 100 prospects in MLB Pipeline's rankings at some point in their career. Next player, 285, very similar, 372, slightly better than CAGS, walked a little bit more, struck out less, and swung and missed less by about 5% less. That guy was MJ Melendez, the guy they just sent down to AAA. Next player, 22 years old, he hit 272, so about 10 points worse, got on base at 404, better than CAGS, walked 5% more than CAGS, struck out 5% more. So he walked more, but he struck out more of a true three outcome, swung and missed a lot more. Top 100 prospect, 22 years old, played about 60 more games in double A than they're at CAGS right now. That guy, Nick Prado. Next up, I got two more, and then we're going to talk about what this means. 23 years old, hit 310, quite a bit better. That's 20 points better. 405 on base, walked 2% more, struck out 13% less than Caglione, and then also whipped 15% less than Caglione. Those stand out, right? You're like, okay, I've given you two busts so far. Not busts, but like MJ was a three-year big leaguer, is now back down in the minors. Prado has not worked out in the big league level at all. Vinny Pasquantino was the third guy, a guy who's struggling right now at the bigs, but has overall been a nice big league player. So far I've given you a was a big leaguer, isn't currently, never really established themselves as a big leaguer, mostly a bust. Vinny, a solid big league player. I know someone's going to say not because of the first 30 games of the season. I'll say that's a smaller sample size than the rest of it, whatever. Next, 21 years old, 295, 369, 570. So a little bit higher in on base and slugging, but not way higher. Walked 2% less, struck out the exact same percentage, 24%, and swung and missed about the same number as Cags. That guy was Bobby Witt Jr. So I'm not here to tell, what I'm telling you is that it's an unknown. I know that it's like a lot of numbers to be like, what does that mean? I'm telling you, here's five guys who are highly thought of prospects in the Royal system, including Caglione, who's the number one. I have a bust, a guy who barely played in the big leagues. Nick Prado's a bust. MJ, who had a mediocre big league career so far, is now currently sent back down to the minors. Vinny, who's an everyday big league player. Bobby, who's a superstar. The numbers he's putting up in AA promise you nothing, and that's why they want to take their time. It is some of these like periphery numbers where they're kind of stuck gold trying to figure out, what does this mean? He's still striking out a lot and swinging and missing a lot, which are the two biggest concerns the organization has.
Yeah, it's not about this shows that there's a chance that, you know, he's not going to be successful in the big leagues. I think we all recognize there's always risk involved with any prospect. That's not what it's for me. For me, these numbers are relevant for the conversation that, well, he's doing this in AA. He could come up to the big leagues right this second and he could just dominate. That's why I like the numbers that you threw out there. I don't think the comparison is so much as, you know, hey, these guys did this in AA, and then look, some of them didn't succeed in the big leagues, and he's going to be the same way. I don't think that's the point of the exercise.
No, some of these guys, guy's a superstar.
Yeah, that's not the point of the exercise. It's more that, hey, AA numbers, these guys also dominated in AA. Why are they being patient? Work on some more important things that aren't just numbers based, right? Underlying things. And what the pitching matchups are and why there's not as much of a rush. That's all it is for me. It's just more of the pushback on the, hey, he's hitting 282 in AA and the big league club is struggling at offense. He should just come up right this second and dominate. That's all I think. That's why I like the numbers, not because I think it means that he's a 50-50 shot at panning out. He's a number one prospect in the organization. He's a top 50 prospect
in
baseball.
Like you said, other than Bobby, none of these guys are the number one prospects.
Yeah.
Prado was probably a top 5 prospect at his peak. MJ was probably a top 10 prospect at his peak. I can't go through weeklies on this thing. I'll just tell you both those guys were there. They were all top 100 guys. Like every single one of them were top 100 guys. And look, some of it I liked is because they play similar positions. Yeah. Like MJ was like a power hitting now corner outfielder. Prado played first. Vinny played first. Cag plays first. Like I'm trying to give you some guys that go in here. The numbers do not say bust or boom. The numbers tell you they want more time because what he's doing in AA gives them no assurances. It gives them no promises that he's just going to come up and be a great big leaguer. And so they'd rather try to work through some of what they view are the slight problems in his game now before they throw him at the big league level. It's also easier. I'll just tell you, if this were 2005, if this were 2017, Cags be playing in the big leagues right now.
Okay, yeah, the team is 500 right now. They're coming off a playoff appearance.
Yes. If this team stunk, if they were the Colorado Rockies, if they were the Miami Marlins, I actually think you'd be justified in saying, get Jack Caglione up now, get him in the big leagues, and let's find out if this guy can play. They're not trying to rush him in this case. Great news is for you. You can just go down and watch him in Springfield on Saturday. You want Caglione play? 96.5thefan.com. This topic was not meant built around convincing you guys to go to Springfield. It was mostly just pointing out kind of where they are. Because I get the temptation. They are what? Bottom? They're dead last in the league in home runs. They have no power in the corner outfield. I get it. I think it was MLB Network. Here, I'll play this audio clip. This is MLB Network talking about it, not the organization. Because this is probably how most fans think.
The Royals trying to find their way in the Central. I have the numbers right here, John. 13 home runs ranks last among all teams. Enter Jack Caglione. I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist. You see that guy, you think,
right,
we need him now.
Right, and he's playing the outfield now, so there could be room as an outfielder for him. But, you know, I've been in touch with the Royals, and they are saying they're going to take it slow with Caglione. They still see a couple things they'd like to improve a little bit. This is a guy with immense talent, was a great pitcher and hitter at Florida as a Gator. Incredible. Was picked in the top 6 or 7 in the draft last year. I'm sure their fans are calling for him. He's got an 850 OPS, solid at AA, Northwest Arkansas. Even had 2 hits off of Kershaw, a guy we mentioned earlier.
That's how we all feel, right?
So he looks good, but they still want to see a little bit more. They probably want to see how he does in the outfield because, as I said, he was a first baseman and a pitcher only at Florida. But
So, like, when you listen to that, it's like...
Yeah, I mean, it's all the same stuff I think we've recognized.
I get it. You watch the outfield, and you're like, I'd like someone to slug some homers.
And he's played, what, is it four games in right field? So we're still not even 10
games.
He's
going to play a couple...
He's playing twice a week, essentially, in right field. So, and last week was the first week of it. So he's played, I don't know, three or four games in right field right now. These were all things that I don't know. I feel like Vern's talked about, we've talked about, of like that have to happen first before he gets called up to certainly the majors, but sounds like even to
AAA. He'll go to AAA next.
Yep.
I mean, they're going to do the logical progression. I was kind of hoping we'd get the local kid, but I think Kuderna pitches tonight in AA. So I don't know who's pitching on Saturday yet. I haven't looked.
Oh yeah.
Well, I was kind of hoping we get the local, like Noah Cameron pitching starting today. He's from St. Joe. I like rooting for the local kids to like have some success.
Yeah, I have not memorized the minor league pitching staff's rotation. I haven't.
Weird.
I haven't actually.
I don't think at any point in my life I had that memorized. Even when I just covered this team for an entire year, I don't think I had the minor. And I was paying attention to the minors. They won 56 games. I was happy to look at the minor leagues during that stretch of time.